The next important clinical trial report discussed at the think tank was also from ASCO 2007, a paper by Dr. Grothy examining patients treated with bevacizumab in the BRIGHT tumor registry, and this study demonstrated significantly greater survival in patients who continued to receive bevacizumab on disease progression with a switch of the accompanying chemotherapy. This non-randomized evaluation has led to the IBET study Dr. Grothy now chairs through SWOG evaluating this question prospectively. Dr. Grothy commented on this treatment concept.
Continuation of an agent beyond progression is nothing new. We do it a lot in chemotherapy. We use 5-FU from line to line, FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, FOLFIRI, FOLFOX. We carry irinotecan around when we add another drug like cetuximab, and we know it works better when we add cetuximab and keep irinotecan around. So there are potential reasons to continue bevacizumab beyond progression, and there are potential reasons against that. So first of all, when we target VEGF as an angiogenesis activator, we're targeting mainly genetically stable cells. We're not targeting tumor cells. That's a pro because we can expect that this doesn't change because these endothelial cells don't alter and don't evade our mode of action. But there's also a reason against using bevacizumab beyond progression, in particular in terms of their alternative mechanisms for a tumor to generate blood vessels. Endothelial cells are not all genetically stable, so there are some cells that are actually provided by tumors, by cancer stem cells, etc. We know bevacizumab is not completely non-toxic, it's expensive, and we have treatment alternatives. What we have right now are observational data from a study which I had a chance to present at ASCO last year. These are data from the BRIGHT registry, which registered about 2,000 patients in the United States that received bevacizumab containing first-line chemotherapy. Chemotherapy was up to the discretion of the investigator, FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, IFL, you name it. And upon first progression, the physician made a decision to either continue bevacizumab beyond progression, BBP, or not to continue bevacizumab beyond progression. There are some patients who did not receive any further therapy at all. That's just real life. When we now looked at the outcome of these patients, the overall survival for a patient who received bevacizumab beyond progression was 32 months compared to 20 months for a patient without bevacizumab beyond progression. The problem is with this non-randomized assessment, of course, is there are a lot of confounding factors that can play a role. I mean, patients who receive bevacizumab might be the better patient, might be the patients who were considered in better performance status to kind of get on a more aggressive treatment regimen, etc. Limitations of the analysis are clear. These patients were not randomized. We did not collect all the details of data administration of chemotherapy, bevacizumab, as we would do in a randomized clinical trial. There's still a potential bias that patients who live longer had a higher chance to receive bevacizumab. We tried to account for that in various analyses. But I think the conclusions of our analysis is there is something going on that we need to test further.